Hello everybody, this is English for You, the program that helps you improve your English. Very warm welcome. In the studio I have my Fosseco students. Anna, how are you?
Everything's fine, Victor.
Great, Sabuch, how's it hanging?
Fine, thanks.
Good. Victor, what's up?
I'm happy and I'm great and thank you.
Everything's fine. Victoria, what's happening?
It depends on you, I guess.
But everything's fine.
Yes.
Good. Right, today's special guest is Mr. Mike Kelly from Great Britain. And thank you, first of all, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
And we have a fantastic picture here, a picture of...
Very nice picture.
Yeah, a picture of three men. Which one is you?
I'm on the extreme right of the picture.
This one?
As we look, that's me, yeah. Looking
yeah,
very
most,
serious.
Yeah, yeah. Most people wouldn't advertise that they are from the madhouse. So what is this madhouse?
Madhouse is the name of our small theatre company. That's me on the right, Mike, John Fenner in the middle, and Matt DeVere on the left. The three of us trained together in London, in Britain's top acting academy. And we came back and forth between London and Budapest to the point where we got tired of going back. And we are now full-time resident in the Merlin Cinemas. And we have four shows now that we do in English.
What is the next show?
Our next show will be on the 13th of May. The complete works of Shakespeare.
Which sure, is in Hungary.
Sure, yes. It's great fun for all the family. It doesn't matter what age you have, you are, what level of English you have. It's great fun, easy to follow, very energetic. Then we have, on the 17th, we have a very exciting premiere, which is a modern adaptation of the Oedipus story, which we've called Two Blind Mice. And we're working in cooperation with the Atlantis group, which is a Hungarian group, so they're busy learning their lines in English. We're working very hard on that now, and then we also have the show which we'll be talking about more today, Spinach and Chips.
Yeah, let's keep it a secret. So you are an actor and you are from Great Britain, but it isn't much of a help because we just don't know whether you are English, mm-hmm. Scottish, Irish or Welsh.
Yes. I'm actually, strictly speaking, not from Great Britain. I consider myself Irish. All my family is from Ireland. I was born and brought up in London. So for many people, for me to call myself Irish sounds strange, but it's a personal choice.
Right. A couple of weeks ago, I had a guest from Australia, and he told me that people call him Aussie. And it's not insulting, it's nice. Now what if I call you Paddy? Is it insulting or not?
Yes, Paddy, if I don't know you very well yet, Victor, so for you to call me Paddy would be insulting, yeah.
Because we're not friends?
Because we're not close friends, and even if we are close friends, it would only be okay in certain contexts. The word Paddy generally is associated with this old idea of the Irish as being backward, stupid.
And it's a short form of Patrick.
It's a short form of Patrick, but it was a word which is still used, but was used a lot more years ago to describe Irish people in general. But the connotation is a very negative one.
So, guys, let's not call Irish people Paddy because it's not a good idea.
It's not
then.
A good idea.
Right. British people like team games. Usually, and you're going to find a word card in your desk. So this is the time to find your word card. And your task is to try and link one team game to your country, which you think your country is very good at. So, for example, Anna, would you hold up your word card?
Yes, it's USA.
Yeah. And what is the team game you would like to?
Let's say basketball.
Yeah, very good choice. Do you like playing basketball?
Well, I would say, but I can't. You'll have to turn to Victor because he is very good at it.
Right. Do you usually go to see basketball matches?
Unfortunately not. I think some month ago, one of the channels showed basketball matches, but they stopped it somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the case.
What a shame. Yeah. Good. Thank you very much. So, Watch, what's your work?
It's Canada. Well, for example, ice hockey.
Yes.
That's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Yes, you are absolutely right. Have you ever played ice hockey?
No.
Do you like watching ice hockey?
No, not really. I can't find the that black thing. I don't know how it...
Puck.
It's puck.
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 Oh. I'm very proud. Right. Thank you very much. Victor.
I have Hungary and I thought about, for instance, water polo.
Yes, because we won the Olympics.
Yes.
Do you usually go to see water polo games?
Once I wanted to see a match, but I went to the swimming pool, I know, after the match. So I only heard the
Yeah,
the
so you heard, people roaring, but yes, you missed the match.
Yes, I missed it.
Right. Victoria.
I have England, and the first thing that comes to my mind would be cricket, but it's not a team sport, is it?
Yes.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Can you come up with another sport which is very...
Well, I guess a lot of people know a couple of very famous English.
Let me help you a little. What if I show you this?
Football.
Yes, excellent. Football. Right. And we're gonna talk about football here. And, you know, the World Cup is pretty close. And I'm going to sit in front of the telly and watching the matches. And I'm going to enjoy scenes like this, but I wouldn't be much of a teacher if I didn't set a task for you, and your task is going to be to come up with a couple of intelligent guesses, where we are, what teams, what's going to happen, what's happening, so anything you can come up with. Would you roll the tape, please? Okay, Saboj.
Well, we are in a football match. For
excellent.
Sure, and the one team is England.
How do you know?
Because of the flags.
Yeah, St. George's yes. cross.
And we can see there a penalty kick.
Excellent. I love you for this. Look at this penalty kick. And I think for you it's something very important. You remember this, Mike?
Very well. I remember exactly where I was sitting, with who.
So where was it and what happened?
This, if I'm right, we're looking at the Euro 96 semi-final. England have been playing the best football they have played for years. They've played fantastically well against Germany, but haven't managed to get the winning goal. Gascoigne came within an inch of scoring the winning goal, I remember. So the game was forced into extra time and then penalties. And I was with friends in London, sitting in someone's...
And you remember what's going to happen?
And now along comes poor Gareth Southgate. Absolute disaster.
Right. So let's watch this. And your task is going to be to try and catch the line, which is repeated a couple of times. Roll the tape, will you? So this was back in 1996, and the line was...
Football's
Victoria,
coming home.
Would you say it again?
Football's coming home.
Football's coming home. It means that football belongs to the British people or to the English people, mm-hmm. and we're going to see whether we can justify this or not. Meet Mr. Rogan Taylor. This picture is here. Mr. Rogan Taylor is head of football research unit, Liverpool University, and you can have a master's degree in football administration. This is the only place in the world where you can get an MA. And he's talking about football, and he's going to talk about public schools. Now, look at this and just come up with, again, an intelligent guess. What a public school is, Sobol.
Public school in connection with football?
No.
Or just...
Just school. What kind of a school is a public school?
School where everybody can go, where you don't have to pay any money, maybe.
Yes, very logical. A public library, anybody can go there.
Yes.
A public school in England, Mike?
Means the opposite.
Means just the opposite. So what does that mean, Mike?
I don't know about nowadays, but certainly traditionally your entry to a public school involves a middle to upper class background, a wealthy background, often inherited wealth. It's not often based on academic greatness, but I think they would tell us nowadays that that's changing. But the tradition of a public school is...
Yeah. I checked it in the dictionary and it said that a public school is private, fee-paying, and usually people of high social status or with a lot of money can enter a public school. And the most famous public schools are Eton, Harrow, Winchester, maybe. Mm-hmm. Oh, no?
Yes, but for sure it's not religious, isn't it? So it's not religious.
No. So you say that. No, Church of England would have a large say in the running of a public school, even still.
Right, so Rogan is going to talk about public schools and football. Group one, what happened in the public schools in the 19th century? Group two, how did the working class come into the picture? Roll the tape, will you?
You have to imagine England in the late 19th century. This is a game which was a folk tradition preserved in the public schools of England. And it was public schoolboys who eventually met each other at Cambridge or Oxford, wanted to play a football match, and they all played separate versions. So they had to write common rules. So the game of association football was midwifed by the aristocracy of England, and it was mugged by the working class within 15 years of the rules being written.
Right, so what happened? Anna, could you catch that?
I'm not sure. Probably they would like to preserve traditions.
Yeah, it was a folk tradition,
yes.
And they preserved it in the public schools.
And there was something that aristocrats played for.
Aristocracy. Here's a word, a very interesting word. A midwife is a specially trained nurse who helps women when they are having a baby, when they are in labor. But here it is used as a verb. Football was midwifed by the aristocracy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you come up with a good Hungarian translation for this? Was midwifed by the aristocracy.
Aristokráciának volt fenntartva.
Aristokrácia bábáskodott a születésénél, was midwifed.
Yes.
And the working class, Victoria?
First they had to set the rules because everybody was playing according to different rules, and then in a very short period of time the mid class, and so it really entered the whole business.
Right, so it was midwifed, football was midwifed by the aristocracy and mugged by the working class. You know, mugging? Attacking people in public places and robbing them, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a variety of English was that, Mike?
That was a very definitely northern English accent he was speaking with.
Can you do some northern English accent?
Well, I can do my best, yeah. I can sort of talk in a northern accent, yeah. Often northern people speak a lot more slowly than people from the south, sort of thing. And you would say mug, not mug. Things like that, you know, if you're from the north, yeah.
Yeah, and instead of public,
instead of public,
said public,
you'd say public
schools.
Public school, but certainly before now you would not get many northern people in public school.
Because this is an industrial area.
It's an industrial area,
right.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to meet supporters. They are going to a football match, and group one, what relations, what relatives are mentioned. Group two, how long has this gentleman been going to football matches? Roll the tape.
Introduce you to my older brother, my nephew, my son, my older son, a friend of the family, and Russell, my younger son, over there. I've been coming over, I don't know, about 30 years, and the boys have been coming 20-odd years or more.
I've been coming longer than that. I've been coming 32 years.
32 years.
And that's me, so you must have been longer.
I must have missed two games or two seasons. I was asleep at the time.
Right. Onna, could you catch the relatives?
I would say nephew, elder son, and younger son.
Yeah, all the support. Yeah,
just same nephew and sons.
Yeah, all the brothers, nephew, older son, younger son. So the whole family. And what about the other question? How long has he been going to matches, Victor? Well,
he has been going to matches for 30 or 32 years.
32 years, yes. And his sons have been going to football matches 20-odd years. What does that mean, Mike, 20-odd years?
Kabe, who's here? 20, yeah, it's a strange expression. We, if we want to say approximately, we put this word odd at the end of the...
Yeah, 20-odd years, so approximately 20 years. Yeah. And it's pretty frequent, right, to say this, 20-odd years.
If you've been going for 20-odd years, yeah, it means you've been certainly going frequently, and it could mean 19 years, 20, 21 years. Yeah.
Right. Do you recognise these people? What kind of football team they support?
Seems to me like West Ham.
You're absolutely right. Do you support West Ham United?
Definitely not.
You support which team?
I am a dedicated supporter of Liverpool.
Right. Can you come up with the first four in the National League Championship?
Yes, I didn't hear Arsenal's result from yesterday, but I am pretty sure at the moment Arsenal are in first place. Manchester United will be in second. My team, Liverpool, who should be in first, are now third. And Newcastle, who I also like, are in fourth.
Yeah, could we have the table?
The league table, yes.
The league table, please?
Yes, I've got that right, yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely right. So we have Arsenal, and I believe that they have already played 35, 36 matches.
Yeah, which is bad news for us.
Bad news, and two more rounds to go. Yeah. So my question is, can Liverpool make it to the top?
Liverpool, much to my dismay, played terribly on Saturday and lost to Tottenham, which means that Liverpool only have two games, so their maximum points, 80, whereas Arsenal have three more games, their maximum points, 86. I can't see Liverpool doing it.
No, so Arsenal will make it.
Strong favourites. Yeah. Strong favourites.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to meet another family. And this is a family of three. Father, mother, Lynn is the name of the mother, and the daughter is going to be Lauren. So again, father, we have the wife, whose name is Lynn, and we have the daughter, Lauren. And they are going to talk about going to football matches. Group one, what is the family's problem? Group two, how much money is mentioned? Will you roll the tape?
I've been going for 30-odd years. Lynn, you've been going how long?
I'm longer than you, you know, really, because yeah. I started going when I was 10.
And Lauren's been going ever since she was 3. And now, really, we've had to call it a day because we've been totally priced out of football.
And when the prices go up and you've got to get 3, yeah. Ours was something like £1,500 for 3 season tickets. Yeah. And everybody used to say at work, oh, you could go on holiday for that. And we said, no, well, we go to football every week or every Saturday, don't we? That's what we used to enjoy doing.
We used to see that our spending of 1,500 quid last us for nine months of the football season, whereas people could spend that on a holiday, and I used to say to them, yeah, but that's only for a fortnight.
Was it easy to understand this woman?
Absolutely not.
When I first listened to them, I was saying to myself, well, they're speaking English or what? Right, so what is the problem?
Someone's
no idea. Onna? No idea. Good. Money is the problem. Money is the problem. Could you catch what is the money that is mentioned? What is the figures that are mentioned?
15 something.
1,500 quid, which is slang for
pound.
For a pound. So 1,500 pounds or 1,500 quid for 3 season tickets to West Ham matches.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. 1,500 pounds, which is approximately 600,000 forints to go to football matches. It's
a lot of money.
It's hellishly a lot of sum of money, right? Good. Why was it difficult for my students to understand this English?
because this charming family were speaking with what we would call pretty close to a Cockney accent.
Would you hold it up? Yeah, so Cockney. What is Cockney?
Cockney, if I'm correct, refers to a strong accent, usually associated with the east of London. What's the expression? Below the Bow Bells. So it's very different to a north, west or south London accent. So even within one city, you have these huge variations. And a Cockney accent is sort of like that, you know what I mean? It's like you've got to listen really carefully, and even if you do listen very carefully, you know, you can't really catch
anything. No, you're saying you got it. Yeah. Right. So I checked it in the dictionary, and it says that somebody who comes from the east end of London, east that's what you said, especially somebody who is working class and who has an accent, a very strong accent, and it's very, very difficult to understand. Instead of 88, they say 88.
88.
88, man. Yeah. All right. Good. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Now, oh, yes, we have this flyer here.
Oh,
it says spinach and chips. Boys and girls, what can you see here?
Referee.
On the city again.
Referee.
How do you know it's not a judge?
Well, I think judge was in a courtroom. But
it's a 5 for you. Excellent. Oh. So this is a referee. Good. And if I asked you to translate it to Hungarian, so what would the Hungarian title be? Spinach and chips.
Spanoteső krumpli.
Good. Now, thank you very much. But this is a Hungarian play, and the original title is Sóska és sült krumpli. So what is this translation? Because sorry.
Yeah.
I can see the name of the translator, Mike Kelly. Mm-hmm. And instead of sorrel, which is Sóska, you chose spinach. Why?
I did. I chose spinach for the simple reason that I think in the whole of the UK, or the English-speaking world, there are probably 5 or 6 people who know what sorrel is. So if I chose sorrel and French fries or sorrel and chips, my English-speaking audience would have no idea what we were talking about. So I went for spinach, and it's got a nice ring to it, spinach and chips.
Right, good. And in the play there are 3 characters.
Yes.
Can you describe them very shortly?
Very briefly.
Lottie.
Lotzi is a young, ambitious referee who has the world at his feet. Everything is going for him. Great job, money, girlfriend. Well, my ex-girlfriend, which I'm very unhappy about. It's a big match. If he does well today, he will work for FIFA. So he's
right. We have Soapy in Hungarian Sopban.
Sopban, okay. Yeah. Soapy is a very disillusioned, a very unhappy man who's older than Lotzi. He's in his mid to late 30s. Nothing is going well for him. He has no job. He lives in a very small flat. He used to be a referee, but he got demoted because he's not very good at his job. And he's not very popular.
And your
Then
part?
The lovely artist, Muvis, who I play, he is a dreamer, he writes terrible poetry, but he's convinced that he writes wonderful poetry.
Thank you very much. Would you recommend this play to my kids?
Yeah, it's a wonderful play. You mustn't think it's about football. The setting is a football match, but it's about 3 human beings. It's a very nice story, well written and well acted.
And in the background we have football because there's a referee and 2 linesmen
or nowadays assistants.
2 assistants, yeah. Right? And I have a ball here.
Yes.
And you used to like football.
I used to play a bit. Yeah.
You used to play a bit. Yeah. And I think we can play headers.
We can try some headers.
Headers, yeah. All right. right. So I'm going to do my best.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
One more. All right, one more go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Do we have a lot of time? Good. Thank you very much. A little bit of, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Good. Mike, thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
So that, we played headers, and played headers. Also you can do a little bit of
keep ups. I can try.
See you guys. We're gonna do some sport here next week. Okay. Bye bye.
Cheers.